From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump further extended his campaign narrative that the election process is rigged against him by refusing at Wednesday's final debate to say that he will accept the results of the November 8th vote. Debate moderator Chris Wallace, the anchor of Fox News Sunday, put the question to Donald Trump on the exception of the results.
Do you make the same commitment that you will absolutely, sir, that you will absolutely accept the result of this election?
I will look at it at the time. I'm not looking at anything now. I'll look at it at the time.
Let me respond to that because that's horrifying.
Current lawmakers, including some Republicans, strongly criticized Trump's comments. Meanwhile, one of the most contentious sections of the debate featured Trump and Clinton sparring over Russia's espionage activities and accusations that they are working to help Trump's campaign. You can see all of the debate coverage on our website at voanews.com. South Korea's foreign ministry said Thursday that the government strongly condemned North Korea's latest missile launch, a violation of UN Security Council resolutions. The foreign ministry spokesman says as North Korea fired an intermediate-range ballistic missile, which is a clear violation of the UNSC resolution, regardless of its success or failure, the government strongly condemns it. It's a great threat to peace and security. The North test-fired a missile that failed immediately after launch on Thursday. At least 8 workers were killed Thursday in a huge explosion set off by a blaze at a fireworks factory in the southern India, according to police. Another 15 people wounded in the blast in Tamil Nadu state. This is VOA News. Kurdish Peshmerga forces edged towards Mosul from the nearby village of Namaran on Thursday. It's part of an Iraqi military offensive to reclaim the city from Islamic State militants. Kurdish Peshmerga fighters said Islamic State militants are retreating from the outskirts of the city, putting up weak resistance in the face of the advancing troops. The soldier says, "We did not face resistance from Daesh. They are retreating to Mosul and to Syria. They gave no resistance." The Iraqi government announced the operation against the Islamic State Monday, and the Prime Minister, Haider al-Abadi, said Thursday that the offensive was going faster than planned. Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte declared his separation from longstanding ally, the United States, in Beijing Thursday.
America has lost me. And will I realign myself in your ideological flow? And maybe I will also go to Russia to talk to Putin and tell him that there are 3 of us against the world.
His comments come after he met the Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping at the Great Hall of the People on Tiananmen Square. The two men pledged to enhance trust and friendship and downplayed a maritime dispute. Russia's humanitarian pause Thursday took effect in the Syrian city of Aleppo, allowing the sick and wounded to leave along with rebel fighters. President Vladimir Putin said Moscow is ready to extend the pause as far as possible. Moscow announced on Tuesday that Russian and Syrian warplanes would halt their bombardment. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Wednesday he doubts there will be any attempt at a third U.S.-Russian ceasefire. He also warned that it won't change the fundamental dynamic of the conflict.
If you don't have a political settlement, you can't have peace. And so Russia needs to understand this is not making things better, it's making things worse.
Russia has extended the length of Thursday's humanitarian pause from 8 to 11 hours. One of the most powerful typhoons to ever hit the Philippines killed at least 8 people Thursday as ferocious gales and landslides destroyed tens of thousands of homes. Thousands of British men convicted of homosexuality before its decriminalization are to be pardoned after the Turing Law. It's named after the World War II hero, Alan Turing, according to the government on Thursday. A British journalist arrested in Mogadishu while reporting on assignment has been released by Somalian security forces, according to his employer Al Jazeera on their website Thursday. Hamza Mohammed was arrested on Tuesday, along with the driver, fixer, and cameraman. More details at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.